Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Thursday, July 25th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite at 6 minutes past the hour of 12 noon from Lake Michigan to Lake Superior, Green Bay to the Mississippi River, and all points in between. We welcome you into another edition on a fine day. Sun is out. Guns are out. Well, I don't have a lot of guns anymore, but sun's out. Hopefully your guns are out high atop State Street to block off the Capitol Square here. Mr. Zommers, a beautiful day in the Capitol City.
Yes, it is. I actually went for a walk a little bit before the show today. Down to Starbucks.
Very good.
A few blocks away. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Probably a little under a mile in total. I don't know. How far is it?
It's not too far, but it was nice day to be out.
But it was nice. It was nice.
Absolutely. Glad to have you along. And lots of news to get to today. Your phone calls as well. I know our news department was talking about the Val Phillips Memorial statue being unveiled this weekend here in Madison. We'll spend a little time on that, politics as well, all that is happening in Washington, D.C. Of course, Kamala Harris back on the campaign trail after kicking things off, which I thought was spectacular, in Wisconsin a couple of days ago here in West Allison. We were happy to bring you those comments. And then last night, Terry Bell did a great job anchoring our coverage here at Civic Media as we carried President Biden's address from the Oval Office. And there were a lot of feelings about this, quite frankly. And our own Luke Mathers, of course, on Tuesday, bet me a six-pack of my favorite beer because Luke thought that the president was going to get a little verklempt. He thought he'd be a little emotional, and nobody would have blamed him had he been so. I mean, 50 years in public service, officially announcing he's not going to run for another term. People were kind of like, well, you know, is he going to get emotional? I thought it would be more of a Scranton Joe. Like, come on, kid, this is going to be fine. Don't worry about it. It was neither one of those two extremes. It was kind of somewhere in the middle, and I thought it was a fine speech. It was appropriate. But the president did not shed a tear. And I think that the water part of it, the liquid waterworks, were key in me winning this bet, which is the first one I've won around here, I think, since we've started. So thank you very much.
I will. Yeah. When Luke talked to me and he told me about it, he was like, I got another bet with Todd. and I was like, oh boy, here we go again. And he said that, yes, the key defining factors were, is there a tear shed? Mm. Does he have to stop and compose himself for reasons other than a stutter? And neither of those happened.
Neither of those happened. So I'm the big winner. So, of course, I knew immediately where I was going to go to. One of my favorite places, New Glarus Brewing in New Glarus. And they've just come out now with their seasonal beer, Strawberry Rhubarb.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's so fantastic. And you might say, well, what the strawberry rhubarb beer? I think for me, it takes me back to my childhood because my paternal grandmother, my grandma Alba, on the farm, she would always make strawberry rhubarb jam, and it was absolutely the best. And I've got the recipe pretty well. I can do it pretty close to what she did, and I love it. And then you combine that with a little beer, a little wheatness, a little wheat in there, a little barley, and it mixes, it complements really, really well.
It really does.
So if you have not tried it, try out. It's only in select places, and God knows, I hope that one of your places have been selected. Strawberry Rhubarb from New Glarus Brewery. So Luke's going to do that. And the big question, of course, was because he has some like microbrewery, you know, like in Dutch, Pennsylvania somewhere that I have to go get. No, I don't know. It's a beer that I hadn't really heard of. And I still owe he and Brian Kelly a six pack. And so Terry Bell, who is an NCAA official in his off time, ruled that the penalties were offsetting. So neither one of us had to buy a six pack. But Luke said, I don't like that. So I said, fine. So we're going to buy each other a six pack.
That's more fun.
It's more fun.
And you're beer neutral.
Exactly. Beer neutral.
Although New Glarus, at least their seasonal flavors usually come in four packs,
right?
Six
That's
packs.
True. That's true. Maybe I'll get an eight pack out of the deal.
Or maybe he'll buy eight and keep two, or who knows? Who knows?
Whatever.
We'll figure it out.
It's good nature. We get to promote some great Wisconsin products along the way. Well, let's get to the more important part, which was the president's speech last night from the Oval Office. We have a couple of clips here we're going to play. We'll invite your phone calls to call in and get your take on it. Start out with Joe Biden last night in the White House. By the way, he looked fantastic. He looked a little tan. He had a great, a natty, well-fitting blue, dark blue suit with a white shirt and a blue tie. He looked fantastic. Kind of brings out the blue in his eyes. He sat behind the Resolute desk in the White House, and he started to basically by saying, look, I think I could and could do another 4 years, and kind of laid out what the circumstances were. Here's Joe Biden from last night.
When you elected me to this office, I promised to always level with you, to tell you the truth. And the truth, the sacred cause of this country, is larger than any one of us. And those of us who cherish that cause cherish it so much, a cause of American democracy itself, must unite to protect it. You know, in recent weeks, it's become clear to me that I need to unite my party in this critical endeavor. I believe my record as president, my leadership in the world, my vision for America's future, all merited a second term. But nothing, nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. That's the best way to unite our nation. You know, there is a time and a place for long years of experience in public life. There's also a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices, yes, younger voices. And that time and place is now.
I thought that was a key phrase in the president's speech last night from the Oval Office. I guess I'll use the word admitting that there is a little bit of personal ambition involved here. You know, that he's not denying that. Geez, I'd like to stick around for the 4 years, but saying, look, I'm going to put the country first on this, and that quite frankly, it's time to give a younger generation a chance. So I thought that was a great passage there by President Biden last night. He went on to continue to talk in different versions about democracy here. Once again, is President Biden from the Oval Office last night.
My fellow Americans, I'm speaking to you tonight from behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. In this sacred space, I'm surrounded by portraits of extraordinary American presidents. Thomas Jefferson wrote the immortal words that guide this nation. George Washington, who showed us presidents are not kings. Abraham Lincoln, who implored us to reject malice. Franklin Roosevelt, who inspired us to reject fear. I revere this office, but I love my country more. It's been the honor of my life to serve as your president. But in the defense of democracy, which is at stake, I think is more important than any title. I draw strength and I find joy in working for the American people. But this sacred task of perfecting our union, it's not about me. It's about you, your families, your futures. It's about we, the people. And we can never forget that.
I thought it was striking, the ongoing thread, if you listen to that speech or read it, democracy and about you. In other words, the American people. It's not about me. In stark contrast to the Republican nominee of Trump, which is all about him. And Biden continued in his speech last night to talk about you, the American people, not about me. Putting democracy first, putting country first. Then he got into a little bit of talking about Vice President Harris. Here is Biden last night from the Oval Office.
In just a few months, the American people will choose the course of America's future. I made my choice. I've made my views known. I would like to thank our great Vice President Kamala Harris. She's experienced, she's tough, she's capable. She's been an incredible partner to me and a leader for our country. Now the choice is up to you, the American people. When you make that choice, remember the words of Benjamin Franklin's hanging on my wall here in the Oval Office, alongside the busts of Dr. King and Rosa Parks and Cesar Chavez. When Ben Franklin was asked, as he emerged from the convention going on, whether the founders had given America a monarchy or a republic, Franklin's response was, a republic, if you can keep it. A republic, if you can keep it. Whether we keep our republic is now in your hands.
Again, a great phrase there, again, emphasizing his support for Vice President Harris and bringing up that Benjamin Franklin line, which is so great. Mr. Zombers, we have time for the final cut, or do you want to go?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I thought was the heart and soul of this. This was probably the most emotional and personal President Biden got last night.
My fellow Americans, it's been the privilege of my life to serve this nation for over 50 years. Nowhere else on earth could a kid with a stutter from modest beginnings in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Claymont, Delaware, one day sit behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office as President of the United States. But here I am. That's what's so special about America. We're a nation of promise and possibilities, of dreamers and doers, of ordinary Americans doing extraordinary things. I've given my heart and my soul to our nation, like so many others. I've been blessed a million times in return with the love and support of the American people. I hope you have some idea how grateful I am to all of you. The great thing about America is here, kings and dictators do not rule, the people do. History is in your hands. The power is in your hands. The idea of America lies in your hands. You just have to keep faith, keep the faith, and remember who we are. We're the United States of America, and there's simply nothing, nothing beyond our capacity when we do it together. So let's act together, preserve our democracy. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you.
The ending of President Biden's speech last night from the Oval Office, I thought it was dramatic, a great way to end that. Talking about a kid with a stutter. If you listen to the speech last night, you know anything about speech impediments? I was born with one. He started to say Continental Congress, and he knew he was going to stutter, and he changed it to a different word. That was probably the only, tripping up last night.
The only thing I heard.
And I think that my guess is, as we age, our bodies change. Sometimes our hands don't work as well as we used to have to use a jar opener. Sometimes stairs don't come as easy. I think someone was born and still has a stutter, it gets more difficult to try to control that. I thought Joe Biden did a fantastic job last night and calling upon each one of us to help save democracy. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Your phone calls on the other side. Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 12 noon. Glad to have you along on a Thursday, July 25th, 2024. July 25th. Almost into August, Mr. Zombers. Can you believe that?
Almost the end of Lasagna Awareness Month.
Wait a minute. Is that really a thing?
Yes, July is Lasagna Awareness Month to remember the rich history of lasagna. You can thank Pat Kreitlow for that one. I learned that listening to Up North News. Up North News
Pat,
Radio.
Pat Kreitlow is nothing more than a wizard of radio, and that is a great factoid right there. I did not know that. By the way, my mom makes some of the best, if not the best, lasagna I've ever had. It's one of her specialty dishes, always has been.
You got to love the specialty dishes from
right?
A parent.
Yeah. So now I'm hungry for mom's lasagna. We'll have to see. Thank you very much. Lasagna Awareness Month. I was not aware, but now I am.
Now you're more aware than perhaps you'd like to be at this moment.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Talking about Joe Biden's speech last night from the Oval Office, essentially his formal speech to the country, saying that he was not going to run for re-election for a second term, handing the baton, if you will, the political baton to Kamala Harris, and really talking about democracy and talking about emphasizing that, look, this is in our hands, the American people. It is up to us whether or not democracy is preserved. basically, you know, I've done this, Biden was inferring, for 50 years. I've given it my best shot. I've gotten you here. You got to take the baton and keep running with it. I thought it was a really great speech. And again, remember, he's recovering from COVID a little bit still, so that might have an effect on his voice. I don't know. I thought it was, and by the way, if you'd like to weigh in on the speech last night, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, now is a great time to do so. You can download it for free simply by going to your app store on your Apple or Android device, typing in Civic. Look, if you're watching the stream, write my shirt, CIVIC Media.
Fancy.
And if you want one of these fantastic Civic Media shirts, go to civicmedia.us to the store. You can get them there. But no, just type in Civic Media on your app store, on your app. It'll pop up, takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. Remember, Gayle King was not in Milwaukee last week. Nora O'Donnell was. I passed her on the sidewalk, but didn't have the courage to say hello. She had a small team around her, and I didn't want to be tackled.
Well, maybe next month.
Maybe Gayle will be in Chicago when we're down there for the Democratic National Convention. That'd be fantastic. Steve, listening in Milwaukee on the text app, says that speech last night only cements his legacy more, Biden's. I would agree with that. It's a speech that will be played and remembered into perpetuity. I want to take us back. We're gonna move forward with news of today and Kamala Harris and the election that is. But I just think it's appropriate, and you hear me say this a lot on this show, but it's some of the best advice I ever got as a kid in middle school. Andy Spies, probably one of, if not the, along with Dick Newman, in high school, the only two people that could ever help Todd actually learn and succeed at math. And Mr. Spies was fond of saying, remember, in math as in life, pause and reflect. Pause and reflect. I've always remembered that simple piece of advice, and it's so true that sometimes we get so caught up in our daily lives and what we're doing and what we think we have to do, we forget to take a breath and just pause and reflect on what's happened and where we're at. So I think it's appropriate this morning or this afternoon that we pause, reflect on Joe Biden's career. And he still has, 5 months left. And he said he's going to continue to fight for things that are important for him and to lead the country. But I want to take us back, Mr. Zomers, to this cut from Meet the Press from, I believe it's from 2012. Then Vice President Joe Biden was on Meet the Press. And I know for a lot of people, particularly younger people, this may sound foreign, but in 2012, same-sex marriage, marriage equality, was not the law of the land. And much like what is going on now with women's health care rights and abortion, individual states were passing different laws. And in Wisconsin, they passed the Defense of Marriage Act, so-called, which outlawed same-sex marriage in Wisconsin. It eventually went to the Supreme Court, where Justice Kennedy, a conservative but a swing vote, was the deciding vote to legalize marriage equality and make it the law of the land. But in 2012, that had not yet happened. And oddly, well, maybe not so oddly, but I know for some people today it would sound odd, Barack Obama, then president of the United States, had not taken a definitive position. He was kind of like, well, it's something we should consider, but I see the other side too, and he just wasn't there. And so his vice president, Joe Biden, went on Meet the Press on NBC and basically said, the hell with it. I'm going to tell the truth. Here's Joe Biden from 2012.
I'm curious. You know, the president has said that his views on gay marriage, on same-sex marriage, have evolved, but he's opposed to it. You're opposed to it. Have your views evolved?
Look, I just think that the good news is that as more and more Americans come to understand what this is all about is a simple proposition. Who do you love? Who do you love? And will you be loyal to the person you love? And that's what people are finding out is what all marriages at their root are about. Whether they're marriages of lesbians or gay men or heterosexuals.
Is that what you believe now?
That's what I believe.
And you're comfortable with same-sex marriage now?
I am Vice President of the United States of America. The president sets the policy. I am absolutely comfortable with the fact that men marrying men, women marrying women, and heterosexual men and women marrying men are entitled to the same exact rights, all the civil liberties. And quite frankly, I don't see much of a distinction beyond that.
Joe Biden from 2012, the first major political figure to come out in favor of marriage equality. And it was one of those moments, I'm sure, where, you know, behind closed doors, you know, he's famous when Obama announced, you know, the Affordable Care Act, or better known as Obamacare, and Biden turned to him on the dais and said, "This is a big effing deal." But he didn't say effing. He said the whole word. And it was one of those moments where Joe Biden was just like, "This is what's right. This is what's right. And I'm just going to say it, whether Obama or anybody else likes it or not." And guess what? Shortly thereafter, Barack Obama said, "You know what? I agree with Joe. I'm all for it." And it wasn't very long after that, the Supreme Court made marriage equality the law of the land. So to me, one of the great legacies of Joe Biden is that he understood he was human. And he understood that a human could evolve. And he understood that sometimes you don't always get it right on the first try. But if you listen and if you understand, you can get it right. And he wasn't afraid to be human, not afraid. I don't want to talk about like he's dead. He's still there, still president. But over the course of his political life, he wasn't afraid to learn. And I think that's as much as we can ever ask of our elected officials. It's as much as we can ask from our friends and our family and those that we love. They don't always have to be right at the first bat. You get to come back in the rotation and take another swing. And if you get it right then, you deserve the credit. Joe Biden is one of the best politicians, best leaders America has ever seen. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Even Lindsey Graham said, "God never created a better person than Joe Biden." Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. We're back at the world headquarters today. Glad to have you along. Zomer's on the board, Toddy on the mic. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on this 25th of July, 2024, a Thursday. We know that there's been, had a couple of you trying to call in, and we're not sure whether the situation is on our end or the phone lines. You'll think sometimes communications, as they say, get garbled. So keep trying to call. We will see if it is something we can fix on our end or beyond our control. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. As Rosanna Dana once said, Mr. Zomers, it's always something.
Very true. It is always something.
And by the way, we appreciate we got our mic here in the studio yesterday. Right before we went on, the mic holder, I guess I'll call it that, the mount broke, and so we switched to a different mic. And now today we have it's mounted again, but it's a little droopy. And it doesn't stay in place, and so it needs some microphone Viagra.
Yeah, we've had the opposite problem in here, where this one will be too springy and just keep shooting up into the air, and you know it's a whole thing.
But here, if you get into radio announcing, here's the thing I'll tell you: if your microphone is springy beyond 4 hours, consult an engineer.
Indeed, and they can usually get it fixed up for you.
Yeah, they can get it
fixed. Make sure there's no long term damage. Yes,
exactly, no long term damage. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Talking about Joe Biden's speech last night, and also Kamala Harris has launched her first ad. We're going to play it for you in a minute, but I believe, look at this. See, Gene is always on top of it. Gene up there in Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley, listening on the tap in beautiful Chippewa Falls in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for getting in. What say you?
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing.
You're on the air, Gene. It's working. See, you're the magic touch. That's what we needed.
Well, I was watching you on YouTube, and I thought, Well, gee, maybe it's Hester. I have a line phone.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's a difference.
Maybe
that has something to do with it. But I thought, well, I'm just calling to see if I get through.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. See, it's a great test. That's fantastic. Did you watch listen to any of Biden's speech last night, Gene?
Yes, definitely. And I think he's an outstanding president. He'll go down history as one of the best presidents. Mm-hmm. And I think that he passed the torch or baton to next in line. That's really fantastic, too. But I'll tell you something. Mm-hmm. I can't take listening to the mega Republicans the way that they're going after women. Boy, they're really going down the wrong alley, barking up the wrong tree, because us women, we got to get out there and get these people out of office. It's time, because they have zero respect for women and the way they're going at them. And even women who can't have children, the cat huggers or whatever, that is so sick. I'll tell you, they get sicker and sicker every day. And I challenge anybody to watch those people in the House. They've really gone nuts. Well, if you think your tax dollars are going to work putting a Republican in there, you better watch, folks, because it's a pretty scary sight. So thank you so much for taking my call, and you have a good day.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Gene. Gene up in Eau Claire. Be like Gene. Give us a call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. The one and only you can listen to him on Bull Falls Radio in beautiful Wausau every morning from 8 until 10. Also via the Civic Media app on Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. Chad Holmes called in. Chad, always a pleasure. What say you, my friend?
Hey, number one, you talk about beautiful. I'm driving back from our Wisconsin Rapids station to Wausau at a meeting in Rapids and listening to you, of course. But just gorgeous day here in Wisconsin.
Right?
Wonderful driving weather and everything else. I wanted to say, number one, thanks for playing that clip from Joe Biden in 2012. I mean, really showed, I thought, the guy had political courage, but also had his finger on the pulse of this country, being in the system for so many years. It just felt as though he knew the time was right, even if some of President Obama's age. I remember the aftermath of that. There were some other folks that were a little bit nervous about it, but
absolutely.
The vice president at the time was perfect. But I got a question, actually, because I saw this morning again, economic numbers were very good.
Yep.
And when you look at, as you said, President Biden, the kind of man he is, also the economic numbers, what we've been able to come through over the last 3.5 years, you being part of the system, being part of campaigns, I've been trying to wrap my arms around this for a while. The basic metrics of campaigns in the past, Biden and the Democrats, and I would say now Vice President Harris, should be getting benefits.
Yeah.
Have the metrics changed this much in this country where we still see tens of millions of people that will trudge their way to the polls and vote for Donald Trump in November? What am I missing here? Do you have any theories on that?
Boy, if I had all those answers, I'd be working on the Harris campaign right now. No, I think you bring. Stay on the line, please, Jack. Because I want to ask you a question after I get done. I guess I would just end. I rely on people like Trygve Olson, who comes. He was just on the show yesterday. He worked like on campaigns for Mitch McConnell, but also John McCain in his presidential campaign. Others. He's more plugged in than I am. I just think that, you know, all this, you're right, the economic news, the record that Biden and Harris have gotten done in 3.5 years, it's remarkable. It's one of the best political records any president has had in their first term. I think that the complication becomes, and I know a lot of people are going to poo-poo this, but I worked in retail before I got back into radio during the pandemic. And I was working for a major national brand company where, just after the pandemic, we got word from headquarters to mark up basically all shirts in the store $10, and then all pants $10. And a guy who had been around a lot longer than I had said, you know, these have all been sitting in the warehouse for at least 6 months. So, I mean, it wasn't that the pandemic was costing the company more. It was that they could use the excuse of the pandemic to mark things up. And you and I both know once things get marked up, they ain't never coming back down. So I think that
no,
although I know that I think that part of it is the economy for people who have, you know, who are teachers or public, you know, have retirement benefits and have a portfolio. They're going gangbusters right now. The stock market's doing great. The economy is doing great. But because some, not all retailers and folks, took advantage of pandemic times to increase prices, those are not coming back down. And so in our daily lives, there are some people that are saying, you know, I'm still paying more for groceries. I'm still paying more for school supplies. And they blame that on Joe Biden, when in reality, a lot of that are corporations taking advantage of a situation to raise prices. Now, have some costs gone up for even retailers or manufacturers? Yeah, absolutely. It's a domino thing, right? But in reality, that can't all be blamed back on Joe Biden. But the Republicans and the Trump folks have done a good job of creating that narrative. Does that make sense?
It does. And one other thing that I've heard you talk about as well, and others on our network, is the fact that at times the Democrats are not their best salesmen.
True.
Because
yeah.
I do truly believe that what the president did, especially in the first 2 years, in terms of the way that he put in the Infrastructure Act and the Inflation Reduction Act, the way it was put in was so smart, and it was not a massive dump to have a quick turnaround economically. It was meant to build, and that's exactly what has happened. And it's, again, not an accident, but I just, again, it just feels like the metrics are different in this country, that people look at different things, and for whatever reason, they feel as though a guy like Donald Trump is the answer, and it makes me shake my head as I drive.
Right. Before I let you go, Chad, and we had planned on our last statewide tour, we were going to come to Wausau, but we had to kind of change our schedule around for various reasons. We got as close as Chippewa Falls again. But give us a sense of lay of the land. You're up there in central Wisconsin in Wausau every day talking to folks. You're very engaged in the community. I still maintain you and Phil Nee at WRCO Richland Center are the two hardest working people at Civic, because you got shows, you're doing interviews, you're doing high school sports at night, you're going all over the state. But give us the lay of the land, Chad Holmes, which again, you can hear him every morning, 8 to 10 on Civic Media's app or on Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. What is your sense of your community in central Wisconsin and Wausau? Where are the political winds blowing right now? Has Kamala Harris coming into the race kind of opened some minds, excited people, or are they still pretty much where they were 3 weeks ago?
Oh, that's awful. Hard questions this quickly. I do think, even before all of this happened, that because of the redistricting, that we're seeing better Democratic candidates in the state assembly and the state senate races that we had not seen, and that's leading to more excitement. Because boy, as you well know, as we get further north, especially in the rural areas, as you get from central Wisconsin north, it's very red. And a lot of folks decide, well, if we're a minus 20 going into the race, what's the point? But now there's a better opportunity. And I just think that the level of candidates that we're seeing has led to some excitement. And that's going to, I think, actually move its way up. We often hear about the top of the ballot dragging others across the finish line. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that we're going to see much better Democratic candidates is going to, at the very least, close the margin in some of these perhaps rural areas, and in the end, when it's as close as the races are always are in Wisconsin, that could be a major factor. So I do think there's optimism for those on the left that have not had a chance to vote for very good candidates, whether for the assembly or the Senate. We're seeing, I think, a much better group of candidates who are talking about the issues, and I think leading to some real optimism that it may not change in terms of significantly the numbers of folks we send to Madison from these areas. But I do think the vote totals are going to be much better.
But you just nailed it, Chad Holmes, in my opinion, because that if you look at how Tony Evers won statewide contests, if you look at how Tammy Baldwin wins statewide contests, they don't always win all those counties north of Highway 29 either. But their margin of loss is much less. And so in a statewide contest for governor or U.S. senator, and certainly for president, you don't have to win all those red counties if you're a Democrat. You just have to reduce the margin of loss in some of those. And who knows, you might pick up one or two, and then you run up your margins in Dane County and Milwaukee County and Eau Claire and maybe the Fox Valley. So you nailed it right there. And this excitement, the redistricting, you bring out a few more folks voting blue, and that helps all those folks who are running in statewide offices.
And it also leads, I think, to Republicans talking more to people outside yes. the far right of their party.
Yes, absolutely. Could not agree more. Chad, always a pleasure. So glad that you called in. Keep her between the lines, as my old professor Jack O'Neill used to say. Safe travels back up there to Wausau, and people can listen to you every morning from 8 until 10 on Bull Falls Radio or on the Civic Media app. Thanks, Chad. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Chad Holmes, always great to talk with him. Matt from Germantown texting in on WAUK the Shaw in Waukesha saying about inflation earlier. This is a great point. He says, furthermore, inflation is a global issue, and the United States is doing a better job than almost any other country, and you're absolutely right about that. Let's go quickly to Carol listening on WMDX here in Madison. About a minute and a half left. Carol, it is all yours.
Hi. I've never been prouder of a president than I was last night. That will go down in history as one of the greatest presidential speeches. I do have a question for you, since you were high up in politics. I made a monthly donation to Biden. Mm-hmm. Does that money slip over to Harris since she's the nominee now?
That's a great question. My understanding, and I never worked at presidential politics levels, as high as I got was congressional. I did advance work for presidential campaigns, but didn't work directly for them. My understanding is, since the campaign committee was for Biden-Harris, that President Biden is able to, and my understanding he has, which is basically turn that money and that campaign account over to now Vice President Harris for her presidential bid. That's my understanding, but don't take that for gospel. I'm no Matt Flynn, put it that way. But that's my understanding.
Oh, okay. So will there be time to get her on the ballot in all 50 states?
Short answer is yes. Yep. There's going to be some goofy lawsuits by Republicans, but the short answer is yes, because the Democrats have not officially nominated her. There's some talk they still may do it via phone or a Zoom call the next couple of weeks before they get to Chicago. But yes, the short answer is yes. There is time to get Kamala Harris on the ballot in all 50 states. Great call, Carol. You can call as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. It's the All Ball Show, along with Zommers, here from Madison, across the state, and around the world on the Civic Media app. Stay tuned for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I don't mind other guys dancing with my girl. That's fine. I know them all pretty well. But I know sometimes
welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Nicely done there, Mrs. Zommer. That's what you dial up there for us.
The Kids Are All Right by The Who. You know, we're talking about passing everything on to a later generation, and also some other stuff about kids that we'll get to.
Wasn't that a show on like Nickelodeon or something? The Kids Are All Right or something like that?
I think so.
Yeah. Jeff Perry will know if he's listening. He'll call or text in or let us know. The connoisseur of all that is television, Jeff Perry. The Kids Are All Right. I think it was like on Nickelodeon or something like that. I don't know.
It was on ABC, starring Mary McCormack, Jack Gore, and a bunch of other people. Yeah.
On ABC, was it a prime time or was it like Saturday morning? The Kids Are All Right.
Hard to tell from skimming this Wikipedia article.
Yes, but nicely done. So it was on ABC, as a matter of fact. Well, the kids are all right. And, you know, Joe Biden called in on Vice President Harris's first. It wasn't really a public campaign event. And this is so smart of her. The first place that she went after Joe Biden withdrew and that she was going to be the presumptive Democratic nominee was to Delaware, to his home state, his hometown, and met with his campaign staff. And she talked to them, said, I want you all on board. I want to basically hire all of you. And Joe Biden was on the phone at the time, and he said, I'm watching you, kid. I love you. And by the way, the Republicans thought that was really hokey and have been spreading that all over social in a negative way. I think it's great. I think it's great. Already, Vice President Harris is out with their first television ad, major television ad of the campaign. And it's about freedom. And Maria Shriver, former wife of Arnold Schwarzenegger and First Lady of California, of course, of the Kennedy clan as well, Maria Shriver, says freedom is an important concept in so many parts of one's life. The freedom to be who you are is a hard-earned right. There are so many decisions in one's life that you want to be free to make. The list is endless. Here is the first ad by Kamala Harris of the 2024 presidential campaign.
In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? There are some people who think we should be a country of chaos, of fear, of hate. But us, we choose something different. We choose freedom.
Freedom!
The freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to be safe from gun violence. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We choose a future where no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health care, where no one is above the law. We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win. So join us. Go to KamalaHarris.com and let's get to work.
I'ma keep running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Now that's what you call a political ad. I mean, you got Beyonce's endorsement to use her music. You've got a message there by a young, vibrant candidate who is clear-eyed about what she believes. I mean, that's hard to beat, Mr. Zombers.
Yeah, and plus you have Andrew in Verona saying Queen Bee beats Kid Rock every day of the week.
Oh, 100%.
That's not a contest.
Yeah, it's not a contest. I know that Meth, the song Maggie Dawn uses for her show. We chose another song called Freedom back, you know, almost 2 years ago, and we used George Michael's version of Freedom because I think it is a key for all of us. Andrew Maid says the campaign ad sounds familiar and the speech of Milwaukee.
She had cuts from it, yeah.
Yeah, and she quote-unquote stole Maggie Dawn's theme song. Well, I think Beyonce sang it first and then, yeah, Maggie used it. But I understand that Beyonce has blessed the Kamala Harris campaign and said, go ahead, use my music. Because I know that, you know, the Trumpster so oftentimes just uses music and never asks the artist. And then he gets a cease and desist letter.
I know I'd send one to him.
Right, exactly. 855-752-4842. Let's go to our old friend up there in Merrimack, Jack. And Merrimack, Jack, by the way, have you heard if the ferry is back operational? I heard it was down for maintenance yesterday. What's the report from Merrimack?
Actually, I have been out of town for a few days.
Oh, so, okay. You don't know. That's okay. That's okay.
I don't know the answer. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Got 2 minutes. What do you got, Jack?
Okay, first, Kamala Harris is an amazing candidate. She's a wonderful speaker. I was actually in West Allis, and I could not get in to West Allis Central.
Wow.
The day that she was speaking. It was pretty crowded. But I did listen on Civic Media, and it was almost in real time, I think.
It was, yep.
When I heard that speech, it was probably one of the best introductory campaign speeches I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Remnants of both Barack Obama and also Jack Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's just a wonderful speaker. That's the first thing. The second thing is there is no doubt that the Republicans will throw every possible smear they can at her and in the hopes that something will stick. And I really hope that those who are somewhere in the middle, and there are still a few of those left,
mm-hmm.
You'll realize that that's what it is. It's a smear campaign. I had saw a posting online that said, oh, she'll just be creamed by Trump in a debate. And I'm thinking, my son's mom is a lawyer. I know how lawyers think. They think logically and clearly. They use evidence, and they call out false evidence by saying objection. Excuse me? I don't think I'd want to debate her.
Right. No, I think you're absolutely right about nothing you said, Jack, I disagree with you on. I think she's a great candidate. I don't know, and I've been doing this, you know, and I was involved in politics for 30 years and been around for another 40 really watching this. I don't remember a better kickoff week to any presidential campaign than Kamala Harris has had this week. I just think everything has gone right for her so far, including that ad we just played.
Yeah, I think you're right, she's a breath of fresh air, really. Yeah. She's much like Obama was a couple of years ago, over a decade ago now.
Right.
But then when he first came on the scene, it's like, whoa, who is this new person? Yeah. Well, she's not a new person.
Right. I agree with you, Jack. Jack, always a pleasure. Thanks for the call up there from Merrimack. Come back. Speaking of, Jack brought this up, Republicans again, apoplectic. They don't know what to do. J.D. Vance, the VP candidate, says families without children should pay more. We'll have the cut on the other side. Don't go anywhere.